Central New York's major passenger airport is now under the control of a private authority after an official handover from the city of Syracuse. The hope is the airport will be more cost-efficient and creative. More from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
Syracuse's Hancock International Airport was the last in the state to transfer to private control. It was a long process, says Mayor Stephanie Miner, but one, she says, will ultimately be better for the region's economy.
What we don't often think about is that we have hundreds of business travelers who come in and out of this airport and like the convenience of coming in and out of this airport. This will allow them to have expanded services.
During the transition period, the airport already switched from city police officers to private security, which it says saved 40% on costs. It also signed a new contract for concessions. Officials say cutting costs will make flights cheaper and could attract new airlines or flights. City employees currently working at the airport will slowly be transitioned to personnel of the new authority. Miner says the airport will be entirely self-sufficient by the end of the year. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.